So you've got your streaming subscriptions sorted, but every now and then, live TV FOMO hits hard. Good news. With Passes by Sling, get instant access to live TV when you want it. Big football game tonight? Grab a day pass. Baseball series? Try a week pass. Show or movie marathon? You guessed it, weekend pass. Introducing Passes. Get the live TV you love for the day, week, or weekend starting at $4.99. Sling lets you do that. Offer applies to Orange Day Pass. Restrictions apply.
Before there are leaders, there are learners. Before progress, there's potential. Students are showing up ready to grow, but they need fully stocked classrooms to thrive. Donate now at donorschoose.org/backtoschool.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I speak it every day.
I think there's just a big problem with like the education system, because I realised when we were in sixth year, like we were doing poems and stuff, and there were just so many people like, I still don't know how to say I went to the shop or just...
And yourself, were you able to grasp the language?
Yeah, I did okay. I was doing higher level at the start of fifth year, but then I was kind of like, I don't need this. So.
Do you ever keep it up now?
No, I don't, which is annoying because it's becoming kind of cool and trendy to do that, so I kind of wish I kept that up.
Okay, they are the views of some of the people out and about. Shane O'Quinn, you heard what people are saying there. There's still a perception that Irish, we're not teaching it right in the schools. Is that perception accurate in your view, or is it unfair?
Well, consumers have to imagine, Shane. Well, look, there are a number of problems with the curriculum and with the examinations that there are at present. And we would certainly like to see reform and change in this regard to improve the teaching and learning of the language.
What kind of reforms are we talking about? Is it like you heard people there saying, you know, we should be focusing more on the spoken language?
Yep, certainly. Well, I suppose, first of all, a major deficiency is that there is the lack of an oral exam at junior cycle level. Now, like, if I was to give you a comparison, it would be like having music and having no music practical going towards the final grade. Mm. Having like technology and art and not having a project, again, that goes towards the final grade. It just doesn't make sense. And if we want students to be able to effectively communicate and use the language, more emphasis must be put on communicating in the language. Mm. And this must be reflected in the assessment at junior cycle level if we want to impact on, you know, what's happening in the classroom. And it's not as if we don't know this. An early enactment review was conducted a number of years ago, and a follow-up review is taking place. And the research is very clearly showing that lack of an oral exam at junior cycle level is hindering students' ability to effectively acquire the language. Indeed, as part of that research, there was a survey conducted with over 900 Irish teachers. And in that survey, virtually every single Irish teacher in the country insisted there was a need to introduce an oral exam.
Okay, why yet, isn't it happening?
No actions take.
Why is it a resource? Is it money? Is that the reason? Because it does seem like an omission.
It is. It just doesn't make sense. And look, we can't see any reason why we wouldn't introduce it. It would seem to be an issue of money. But look, it's something that has to be addressed. You know, you can't leave until leaving cert level, you know, before you put the...
No, fair enough. Can I ask, though, I mean, again, one of the criticisms, and look, we'll take that as a given. There needs to be an oral for the junior cert. Like, the thing you hear it over and over again is there's too much of an emphasis on literature, on poetry. Is that still the case? I mean, the days of Peg Sayers are long gone, but is that still a problem, do you think, or have we moved away from that?
Look, I'm sure that there has been improvements over the years, but look, we would still be of the opinion that the current specifications and examinations are inadequate. Current specifications and examinations don't adequately support effective language acquisition and don't adequately encourage students to develop the skill set that they need to confidently use the language on a daily basis. And there is still an overemphasis on literature and not enough on the development of communicative skills.
Okay, just to cut to the chase, Shane, when people blame the education system for the fact that Irish isn't more widely used, are they right or is that too simplistic?
Look, there's a multitude of issues, but you know that is a major problem.
Okay, Shane O'Quinn, chairman of Gréasán de Bhuinteoirí Gaeilge. We'll leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Remember when chores ran your life? Laundry meant planning your whole day around a timer. Start a load, rush home, forget, rewash, repeat. And the kitchen? Endless cookbooks and juggling ingredients. Those days are over. Now you're in charge with Samsung's new Bespoke AI appliances. The Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo washes and dries in as little as 68 minutes. No transfers, no timers, no rewashing. And with the Family Hub Plus 32-inch screen built into your fridge, you've got personalized recipes, playlists, and even your favorite shows at your fingertips. And when your hands are messy, Auto Open Door makes life easier. This is home living made simple with Bespoke AI appliances. It's why Samsung is the appliance brand rated number one in customer satisfaction. Visit Samsung.com/bespoke to learn more. Based on most consumer satisfaction awards, home appliance surveys, leading consumer research organization 2020 through 2024. Wi-Fi connection and Samsung account required.